Are Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt ready to rekindle their old flame? We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, Justin Bieber was working out at a gym in West Hollywood this weekend when everyone in the gym was asked to leave because another celebrity was coming in and had an appointment, including Justin Bieber. They're telling him he's got to leave.
So somebody bigger than him.
So management asked him and his team to please leave. They apparently said they were going to finish their workout before they took off. Basically, nobody on his team wanted to make him feel like anything less than the A-list celebrity that he is, right? But so apparently Justin was just like goofing around and dancing, and they're like kind of patiently waiting, like thinking when, at what point are we going to have to force them out? Anyway, eventually they finished up and they left. So what caliber of celebrity did they kick Justin Bieber out of the gym for?
I mean, top of the top.
Royalty.
A-list.
Yeah. Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan? No.
Oh. She gave him the boot?
It was Taylor Swift. Now, I don't know if it's because they view Taylor Swift as a bigger celebrity than Justin, but she did have an appointment with a trainer in the gym, and the appointment was to train alone. So I think it was kind of like, this is what's fair, basically.
Yeah. And it's also the whole, you know, Scooter Braun thing as well. That's Justin Bieber's manager. There could be some bad blood.
Well, yeah, nobody, see what you did there.
Thank you.
But yeah, but nobody could be there. She had paid to use the gym solo. So regardless of whether it was Justin Bieber or any other celebrity, they were going to have to make them leave.
Sounds like the gym needs to get their organizational skills intact because they are all over the map.
Well, it wasn't their fault because Justin just showed up to train. He didn't make an appointment.
Oh, okay.
So had they known Justin Bieber was going to be there, maybe they would have done something. But when there's celebrities rolling through there nonstop, Taylor must have loved that though.
Oh, right.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
All right. The Screen Actors Guild Awards, or the SAG Awards, if you prefer, went down last night. And the only thing people seem to be interested in talking about is Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. That's like everything, right? It's like the awards didn't even happen.
That's right.
So first of all, Brad Pitt stopped everything backstage to watch Jen's acceptance speech on a monitor. She won an award for her role in The Morning Show, which she was amazing in, and he couldn't stop smiling. So he knew there were cameras on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he stopped
yeah.
and was face to face with his monitor watching what was happening on stage. Brad also accepted an award for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I gotta add this to my Tinder profile. Let's be honest, it was a difficult part. A guy who gets high, takes his shirt off, and doesn't get on with his wife.
The camera cut to Jennifer Aniston right there, and she was laughing and gave him a little clap as well. But then, it is the moment backstage, and someone got a photo of this moment, and it looks like they went in for a hug and a hello, which nobody would have thought anything of, right?
Sure.
We know they're friendly.
Yeah.
But then you see Jennifer Aniston walking away, but her hand is still on Brad's chest. Majorly lingering, and her finger is even in his lapel. Like,
ooh,
you don't slip that finger in there and leave the hand on the chest. And as she's walking away, Brad is still holding onto her arm right at her wrist.
So your first thoughts
they're
are?
They're in love. They're clearly hooking up. If they hadn't already, I'm sure that night they went home together.
This isn't typical
ladies
behavior.
Would know, and you can text. You don't let the hand linger on the chest unless there is something there.
So you're saying there was something there. It was all, you know, Jen knew what she was doing.
I think they knew what they were doing, absolutely. He even makes jokes about how every woman he talks to, there's suddenly rumors that they're dating. He wasn't going to grab her arm as she's walking away. It's like they had to have skin touching the last possible moment.
How long was the finger lingering?
Well, I don't know because it's a photo.
Okay.
Too long, though. Too
if
long
she, like,
for
their... slowly dragged it off of the lapel, too. Yeah. I mean, these are some details we need to know.
I think there's something going on. I feel bad for her because he comes with a lot of baggage, like six kids and Angelina Jolie.
And Angelina Jolie.
But love is love. Love is love. All right, I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. Don't forget, coming up with Are You Smarter Than Sam this morning, because it's Blue Monday, we're giving you a chance to win $250.
Yeah.
That will be given away, okay? We'll play after Pink and Sean Paul up first with J Balvin.